Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
¿Qué tal, mi gente? Te saluda Emanuel González de Mark Wahlberg Auto Group. Somos la agencia más grande de Chevrolet y GMC de todo Columbus, donde encuentras los carros y camionetas nuevos, cero millas al mejor precio. También contamos con más de 800 carros usados de todas las marcas en inventario. Te podemos aprobar con número E-TEAM y aceptamos identificación o pasaporte de tu país. En Mark Wahlberg te esperamos con los brazos abiertos. Visítanos hoy mismo, 3900 West Broad Street, al oeste de la ciudad, a un lado del casino. Te atendemos completamente en español. Márcanos ya, 833-699-0799.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Second segment, 5 o'clock hour, old school. Before we went to break, alluded to the story, and it's unfortunate, and it's somewhat comedy, but it's unfortunate. Division II powerhouse, Valdosta State, Division II, or out of Georgia, lost in the national title game just over a month ago. Tremaine Jackson had, over the last three seasons, had led the program to a record of 30-9. I wanted to stay there, but they couldn't come to terms on a long-term contract, and he ended up leaving for Prairie View A&M, which is an FCS school in Houston, Texas area, or in Texas, South Texas, or Southeast Texas area. But the part that's a little bit comedy and unfortunate and sheds a bad light on Valdosta State is, you know, you get runner-up national championship or runner-up rings for, you know, being a national championship game. They say, hey, listen, if you want them rings since you guys didn't win, you got to buy them yourself, staff and players included. They normally run $325, but they're on sale for $255. I know everybody thinks that every college athlete gets NIL. I doubt they get much. $255 is a lot for any college athlete to spend on a ring, national championship or national champion or not.
That's tough. Would you buy a runner-up ring?
Mm-mm.
That's the other part of this. Yeah. Is I'm not saying what they're doing is not worthy of being celebrated. Like, runner-up is pretty darn good, but isn't it supposed to be a championship ring? I feel like these rings are really only for national championships. So if you get runner-up, I don't even know why you would have a ring to begin with.
I know my dad and them have a Super Bowl ring. For, you know, you get them. But that's the Viking. That's professional. But I wouldn't buy it, though. No.
It's not a great look, at least on the surface. But I also, like you're saying, understand that it is a Division II school. And, of course, the school has more money than the players do.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the money isn't huge. And, you know, if they can't make it work, that's unfortunate because, what, $255 times, what, 100 players on the roster maybe?
Yeah.
Add a couple zeros, that's $25,000 that they have to drop on these rings.
I know. But I'm sure getting to the championship game, you got $25,000.
Well, in that case, it should just pay for itself.
Yeah. But since you lost, probably didn't play well, and you lost the coach.
Now you're just mad and you're petty.
I think it's petty for you. Another side note, officially Bill Belichick signed his 5-year contract with North Carolina.
About time.
It's official. I think he didn't sign it originally because it's that last little hope of an NFL job. And he didn't get the Jets job, which is because I went to Aaron Glenn. Obviously, we'll talk about that here in a second. Didn't get the Chicago job, which he'd been connected to. I don't think there's no way he's going to get the Dallas job. I don't even think he got a phone call from Jerry Jones.
Oof.
And he probably figured he wouldn't get the Raiders job, even though I think he would fit the Raiders because Tom Brady's there and he wants absolute total control. And I don't think Jacksonville, whoever their GM, would trust him with another young quarterback.
Have you seen the Jacksonville stuff?
Well, all I know is they fired the GM.
And they circled back to Liam Cohen, who had just agreed to the deal with Tampa Bay. He never signed his new deal with Tampa Bay. So just today, he ghosted Tampa and has been in Jacksonville interviewing with the Jaguars again.
Yeah. After second thought.
Balky's gone? Okay.
Yeah. No, after second thought. You know what I told you?
You had me in the first half, not going to lie.
When I said you was ugly, I was just kidding.
See how you would take it.
Yeah, you pretty. Yeah, listen. Yeah, I was just seeing how tough you are.
Yeah.
See how much you were invested. Mm-hmm. That's a last call. You know what
that Josh was? McDaniels move.
Oh, didn't show it.
Out of the playbook.
Yeah. But you know what that was? He's riding to Tampa to the facility to sign his contract. He got a 911 call from his agent. Hey, you know you got to go to the bathroom, right? No. Yes, you got you got diarrhea and left or turned around before he got there and then just kept.
He's just about to pull into his parking spot. Just kidding.
You almost got to hire him now because if I'm Tampa, I'm Todd Bowles, I don't want you back.
No.
Secondly, I don't want you back because I don't know if you're going to be invested. Number two, the rumor was out there that they were trying to hire him for head coach in waiting. Mm-hmm. And they said no, but the fact that it's out there, it's somewhere. That means Todd Bowles would constantly have to look over his shoulder. Even though they're two different mindsets of coaches, Todd Bowles has done a pretty good job there in Tampa. So Jacksonville is in a place that they are right now, considering they had a Super Bowl winning coach. And they were probably at one point in time a top five talented and probably still are a top five talented roster with a young and upcoming quarterback and a guy that's done great things with quarterbacks his whole career as a head coach. And he's no longer there.
Yeah.
And neither is the staff. And you had a division that was definitely gettable because Tennessee is a dumpster fire at their Vrabel left. Houston kind of fell into CJ Stroud. And Indianapolis has a really
sucks. We can stop there.
Well,
it sucks.
I was going
to
give
you. You don't have to. Jay, it sucks.
No. You got a talented roster. I'm not sure on the head coach and how they've handled the quarterback position. All I'm saying is Jacksonville had the best hookup.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Got the new stadium, got the swimming pool and all that stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And the crowd attendance went up. And you're fine going overseas and all that type of stuff. And now you're playing, playing around with a dude that doesn't know whether he wants to live in Jacksonville or Tampa. And essentially they're right across the way, but you can't fault them for looking at a head coaching job.
Right.
Because they
only 32 of them.
And they don't come often. Now I do think he's piggybacking off of Cornelius that's at the Panthers of the offensive coordinator. And plus, you got this version of Baker Mayfield. You have Mike Evans. Godwin was healthy. Their tight end is good. Their line is actually really good. And then they got, Bucky Irvin and all the running backs. So you have a nice – and then nice, you got LaVonte David and company on defense right. that are still being, really productive. And so as an offensive coordinator, you're able to call plays pretty freely. And you got a defensive-minded head coach. And so you're always going to be in the game. And so – for him to look at the head coaching job, you can't fault him. And, most likely, it seems like they're going to get it. But if I'm Jacksonville, I think I can get somebody else.
But if you're Jacksonville, are you looking through this lens of we have to maximize Trevor Lawrence?
Right, but this dude's only been an offensive coordinator for 6 months. Because the last offensive coordinator that took Baker Mayfield – to get that new contract.
Canales.
Rightfully
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
So you're not getting some offensive guru. Do you think? I mean,
Cohen was it's a different level, but he was that Kentucky OC for Levis and Wandale.
Well, then go up there. Go to Tennessee. Nashville wants you. I'm not saying he's not a good coach. I'm not saying that, but
I'm not saying he's a slam dunk. I'm saying he's proven to be pretty good over the last 5 years.
Okay.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Yes. And I agree with you, but are you a good enough, you're a good play caller. Okay.
Yeah.
But are you a good head coach?
Right. Different things.
Now I will say
Shane Steichen.
I think Jacksonville needs a head coach versus they need a head coach who brings in a really good play caller. Sure. Now, whether that's.
But are they maybe spooked from that with what they did with Urban? Even if that's what the model they need to go back to, because Urban wasn't going to be calling any plays.
No, and Urban. No, I think
obviously that was a bad.
You can't compare nobody in the coaches pool to Urban Meyer.
But I'm saying that style, right? Not the.
I like that style because you know, whether you get an offensive-minded coach or a defensive-minded coach, as long as you bring in a good coordinator. That's
hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work. All from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
That's all that matters. You've had good coordinators. You could hire somebody like Pete Carroll and bring in Byron Leftwich as a coordinator that's true. Been successful, you know, before, right?
20 years.
Right. And won Super Bowls, came up through the – you could bring in Pep Hamilton as a coordinator. All these guys have had success with quarterbacks, both obviously Byron Leftwich with Tom Brady. So you ain't getting no better than that. Right. And there's probably more continuity is Trevor Lawrence and Tom Brady, body styles and how they play, right? Or you can have Pep Hamilton that's coached everybody.
Right.
Or you could get some other new up-and-coming, you know, coordinator that you really like and not try to get a first-time NFL coordinator. And this is not nothing against him. and then try to morph him into a head coach. You can't tell me that he's ready to lead a whole team based on because he's leading a pretty much turnkey offense.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And that's where there's a lot more risk with Liam Cohen than there is, say, Ben Johnson in Chicago, right? Johnson's guy that grinded his way up a little bit through the NFL ranks. And maybe some of this is just Bears propaganda, but the stories I've read about Ben Johnson talk about him being a great communicator,
yeah,
a great teacher of the game. Now, how does he manage the game? How does he call timeouts? How does he handle situations when things go off the rails? We'll see. But it just seems like Ben Johnson is a little, it seems like from right here, a little bit more of a surefire thing. Like he has more head coach traits that manifested themselves when he was a play caller. But it seems like he has the disposition and the skills to be able to be a head coach. We don't know that about Liam Cohen
yet. Yeah, I think Ben Johnson handled himself as a head coach, as a coordinator. You could just tell this is aura and then also his ability to say no. For him to go to Washington and turn around and leave because based on what the, how they brought him in, just something small, the small detail of him and Aaron Glenn being on the same flight turned him off. That's a detail that just got glossed over. Because there's no telling. Okay, if Detroit's offense was crappy this year, he's not in Chicago. But the ability to go back, be comfortable in your own skin, that means you're able to take some daggers and obviously the pats on the back, double down and do it again. This is his third year doing it. And then learning more from Dan Campbell, being in the same position with Aaron Glenn, because they are conversating. You know, he's learning about defense from Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn's learning about offense from him. And going along that path, when you know you're ready and he's smart enough to know, there's Caleb. You think that if you don't think he asked Aaron Glenn about Caleb Williams and that offense to say, okay, I want to go to Chicago, you're silly. Because he's going in the division knowing that you got O'Connell locked in at the Vikings with probably with McCarthy or Darnold another year with the dude, Justin Jefferson. Then you got Green Bay with Love. And
LaFleur, who you called out by name.
Yep, and LaFleur, who you called out by name. And then they need to get receivers. And then you got Detroit, who you built. So you're not taking over a team that's going to be instantly in the hunt. You got to build it. Well, what did Dan Campbell do?
Built
a run, not a, well, I guess a rundown team with a lot of negative vibes around it that had some negative in internal vibes. You know, you think about the two coaches that got in trouble with whatever they were doing and then how they handled, you know, Matt Eberflus, like he had his press conference and fired him at noon. I wonder if he got a lunch on the way out, you know what I mean?
Probably had to pay for it.
So it's a little bit different, but I want to ask you this about, before we get into AG, we'll go a little bit longer here and then obviously go real short right at the end. What do you think about Mike McCarthy in Jacksonville?
I think
just because of Trevor Lawrence,
I don't hate it. I think Mike McCarthy gets a bit of a, not that he's a perfect coach, I think he gets a little bit of a bad rap. If you watch Parks and Recreation, the sitcom,
yeah,
I've compared Mike McCarthy to Jerry Gergich.
Yeah.
I think he gets a lot of the blame, a lot of the jokes thrown his way because he has made some legitimate mistakes. But I think Mike McCarthy is a good teacher of the game. I think he's good for quarterbacks. I think he generally has offenses with a pretty high floor. Kind of boring. I mean, I don't love the retread nature of it, but I think you could do a lot worse than Mike McCarthy in this hiring cycle.
I think
it'd be good for Trevor.
I think it'd be good for Trevor because I think he will help Trevor plug some of the holes that he struggles with. I think it'll simplify things for him. I think it could maximize their offense. And then one of the stipulations, you got to bring somebody with you. You're not going to be here forever.
Right.
And then obviously.
Don't make it Kellen Moore.
No. And that's what I was going to ask you next. What do you think's next for the Raiders?
Oof.
Because I'm not a Kellen Moore fan. I think he's a good quarterback. I don't think he's right. I think his stuff is. You see Philly struggles. They shouldn't struggle like this.
Right.
I just think he's a guy. I think sometimes that coaches offense to get a job based on stats and you need leadership. I think he can get there. I think he's not ready yet.
That's fair. Vegas is just so fascinating to me, man. I mean, the Davis family, I don't know how much I trust them in ownership. I think them firing Telesco, who was wildly underwhelming with the Chargers, but he actually had a legitimate NFL draft. and they only give him one.
Yeah.
Like, he did some really good stuff in 1 year for that franchise. And they said, yep, nope, we didn't make the playoffs. It's not good enough.
Yeah. And they,
I don't trust the Raiders' judgment. I would be skeptical of that if I'm a coach.
Yeah.
But man, it's hard to pass up Brock Bowers. It's hard to pass up Max Crosby.
Yeah, and they got the other tight end too from Notre Dame,
Mayer,
and they got some good run. They got good line and got some good young defenders. And then I think that what worries me more about the Raiders is they're trying to play up this Tom Brady minority ownership thing that is giving it credibility. It's just an investment to him.
Yeah.
Yes, he could be involved, but he's not involved like how people are trying to make it a conflict of interest. He's not going to be that involved.
He said, "Here's my money. Okay, I'll see you at the board."
Right. And I don't know. We'll see about that. We got an interesting text here, Austin, real quick from unknown texter 6616. He says, "Why not John Gruden?" Now, you've heard John Gruden.
why not Gruden? You know why not Gruden.
He ain't going to the Raiders.
not after last time.
He ain't going to the Raiders. I could see him getting another shot, though. I could see
him. Do you prefer him or McCarthy for Trevor?
I could see him going to Jacksonville.
You know who got some Andrew Luck comparisons out of college?
Yeah. I need to go back and really look at what John Gruden actually said. I think he'll get a pass before if I said that.
Fair.
I think he's doing to get back in there. He's on these shows. He'll get another, time will heal it. I can see him getting another job. I think.
Is that why he did the Barstool thing? Image rehab?
He ain't stupid. He wants to coach. I think he's a good coach. He's great with, like unknown Texas, he's great with QBs. I think at this point, I think he probably, the thing with John Gruden, I don't know. I think there's so many things with it. I mean, he got thrown out in the middle of the street by a byproduct of Bruce Allen and his brothers exchanging emails. And then obviously he said some stuff that he shouldn't said. I think he'd do well. I think the easy sell would be Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
But I think if you're ever going to get a coach with a little bit of edge and some stuff like that, Jacksonville's the place. You're off the beaten path. Mm. Nobody cares.
Right.
Until you start winning.
Yeah.
And so you're not – it's not like you'll be in Philly or New York or the Jets or somewhere. So Jacksonville probably got two people at practice.
Maybe.
And yeah, so I can see him. I can see him do something. And we'll see. Anyways, we'll take a quick break. We'll talk a little bit of Aaron Glenn. I'll give you my thoughts on if he keeps A.A. Ron. And then we'll put a bow on this bad boy. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School. We'll be right back.
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.